Hi, it's DGAF. And this is season 4 of Sessions. Let's get it this year. Let's save the princess, right? Sangha, 10 pages for this drop, and it's mostly sentences? You're really testing me this week. Week 39 of 50, it's just the story. Final pages, part 2. So, it's early afternoon on Friday, October 1st. We are all here at my granny flat, and many of you are probably wondering what Slack is and why I said it's my quote-unquote new family at the end of yesterday's drop. Well, I was being a little dramatic, but goddammit, I'm a storyteller, so I have to be a little dramatic sometimes. Anyways, Slack is one of the platforms I offer to supporters, aka patrons, who want to be part of the community I'm building, DGAF Community, a knit-free zone on the internet and in real life. Huh? What's a knit? A knit is anyone who takes more than they give, basically. You know. What? No, that's the old definition. That's the Antonio Esfandiari definition. A knit is not necessarily a tight poker player. I mean, many of them do play super tight. But a knit is simply a parasite. Look it up if you want. What? Okay, this isn't going to be a Q&A session. That's not what we're doing here. We are merely reflecting a little as we begin to wrap up the life story portion of my podcast, Sessions. So, I'll answer this last question and then we move on, okay? No, I did not name the community DGAF Community. I'm not a narcissist like that, at all, I don't think. I actually wanted to call the community New Rat Society, like for those who live outside the rat race, who don't step on others to get ahead, who mostly just want to chill. Because honestly, those are the only type of people I can be around without cringing, if not tilting. But the early patrons overruled me. They voted for DGAF Community. And at first this actually made me pretty uncomfortable. But then I remembered that DGAF is just a screen name with an idealistic and grandiose mind attached to it. I actually have my own name, and I'll just say it for once. It's Billy. Okay, now we're done with that. Where were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about Slack. Slack is actually a perk for those at $8.44 a month or higher on my Patreon page. But even at $4.22 a month, in addition to getting every drop of Sessions ever, you also get to be a part of this no nits allowed, everyone is worth the goddamn same community, if you want. I offer a forum, basically a replica of 2 plus 2 at the 422 level, and it's awesome. Slack is just the social media platform I offer. The quick-hitting post pictures and random thoughts and see what's going on in the moment with other communal folk platform. Basically, non-toxic social media, which is saying something. I also offer rake-free online poker at $16.88 a month or higher. That's the third platform of a DGAF community, and then there are more perks as well the higher you go. But we're looking at Slack here today, doing a little correspondence and seeing what's going on with a bunch of cool motherfuckers all around the world before we go get my kids for the weekend. So I said I was being a little dramatic when at the end of yesterday's drop I said these folks are my new family. A little dramatic in that not everyone in the community do I consider family, obviously. Many folks I don't even know because they aren't very active, and or they don't come to any meetups. And that's fine. This is a no-pressure community for sure. And a good amount of folks in this community, well, we don't see eye to eye, or we aren't compatible for having relationships, if that's a better way to say it. And that's obviously more than fine, too. As long as no one infringes on anyone else or takes more than they give in any way, it's all good. But yeah, I wouldn't consider them family, nor would they consider me family. And honestly, this shit would probably be too cheesy for me to even handle if everyone was lovey-dovey with everyone else. Having said all that, there are many people in this community that I consider real friends. And some I consider more than that. I do consider them my new family, because they are there for me no matter what, and vice versa. And I think that's what family is supposed to be like. Let me tell you a little bit more about this DGAF community before we go get my kids. So it started out as a gift. I decided to monetize my podcast just by people who wanted to voluntarily support it. I didn't want to do ads. I never have minded doing poker ads because not only is it my startup, but it's part of the story. But I started listening to podcasts after I started podcasting just to hopefully get better at it. And one thing I hated was ads. I would finally get lost on one of my drives from North County, San Diego to Vegas or back here or to LA or whatever. And you really need to get lost on those drives. And, you know, it would be like Serial or Dirty John, something like that. I would get lost and then there'd be a commercial. And then immediately I would remember, oh shit, I'm in the middle of the desert. I got fucking 2.5 more hours of driving. This sucks. So I am an idealist and I said, I'm never doing that because occasionally I can get locked. Not all the time, but occasionally I can. And it's usually not when I'm reading. It's usually when I'm just spewing off of bullet points or this podcast is probably best when I don't even look at my notes for a while. But occasionally I can get locked and I can take minds away. I know that. And I don't want to do that to all of you listening, to just hit you with some toothbrush commercial right when you're like forgetting about all your shit for a little bit, because it's so fucking healthy to forget about your shit for a while, right? If you, it's like watching a movie or whatever. When you're done, you have to like, you know, where am I? What time is it? Oh, good. I just got lost and now I can handle all my shit. So that's how I wanted to monetize. I just said, if you like it, kick down, right? And then many people did. And I just wanted to give them something back for supporting me. And so I started a community, DGAF community. But it wasn't called that at first. It was, you know, didn't have a name. And we were on Reddit. And Reddit didn't work. People said, that doesn't work for me. You know, a lot of people came over from 2+2. And said, yeah, I don't know. I came from 2+2 also. And while I enjoyed the vibe of this new group of people, people who are going to support your content, they're going to pay for something they can get for free. Those people are not going to suck. They're just not. So I was really enjoying the interactions, but the platform didn't work for us. Reddit did not work for us. Many of us came from 2+2, so I actually hit up one of the earliest members, Generic, and asked him about what he knew about, you know, building a forum, and then with the help of Spaceman and one of Spaceman's friends. These are Spaceman and Generic, our early patrons. We just said, fuck it, we'll build our own 2+2, and that's what we'll be on, right? And so that's what it started out as. And then I just wanted different tiers. I wanted to make this my business. I never ran well in poker on this comeback. I haven't yet. I've had moments of running well, but no extended heater. And I would objectively say overall I've run below expectation, which is a flip. If you are, you're not going to. But I think I've run below expectation in the last, you know, since I started this podcast. So I wanted to do other things I was passionate about. I wanted to make my money from, you know, spewing into this microphone, taking minds away, doing a good service there, and also connecting people who, you know, believe in the same, the one principle that I believe in is that, you know, no one's worth more than anyone else. No one's special or not special. You know, you just got to be communal, and that's just a chill way to live. That's the only way you're actually going to be happy. So that's how this shit started out, and that's kind of how it progressed. And yeah, it really was, I talked about when it really became official was when Moose, another early member, reached out to all these strangers, right? Cause we're just people like interacting, like, you know, on some platforms, and he just reached out with some real shit. He was going through it and he just said, I'm going fucking through it right now. Like, I'm really going through it. And I'm not kidding. People from all over the world reached out to him in the best way possible and picked him up. I was asleep when this happened. Then I woke up and called him. I didn't know him was first. I just said, what's your number? And I called him. And then I put him in touch with David. And then now him and David are friends and golf. And it's just like, there's been some really beautiful moments in this thing, and it's been called a cult incorrectly. It's not a cult at all. I don't think you could have a cult where everyone's worth the exact same. And it's really just one principle. Just, you got to be communal. You just, that's it. If you want to be by yourself, that's fine. You just can't be a part of this thing. And anyways, at the beginning, which coincided with the pandemic, that, like, we were building it, and then it became official when Moose did that. And that was pretty much, was that the beginning of the pandemic? I think it was. And it was really great for a lot of people who were trapped, right? And, you know, a lot of interactions. And like I said, it's the Slack part is social media, but you go on social media, it's very toxic. And I came from 2+2, which is the most toxic place, and which is really nice. Yeah, and you can, and then we started doing stuff in real life once we could get out, like once golf courses would let us on or whatever. And a lot of people that were interacting all the time online started meeting up, and it just became this really special thing. And I don't even think that's biased. I think you can ask anyone who's been a part of it. It has been. But I feel like the honeymoon stage, is it honeymoon stage or honeymoon phase, whatever it is, I kind of feel like it's over. Now we're a couple years old now. And what does it mean when the honeymoon stage is over? It means you're not fucking all the time anymore. No, that's not what, I think that's, no, that's a literal. It means like people are not going to give it their all anymore. They're just going to pull back a little bit. And now the community is going to rely on its foundation, its one rule of no nits. And it's going to rely on people to uphold the culture, because it still is awesome, but it's no longer this brand new thing. It's not shiny anymore. And that's kind of cool. It's not perfect at all. And I'm the president of this thing, and I'm not a perfect president at all. First of all, I don't think I'm very presidential, because I don't think I'm special, and I'm kind of a hothead, and I'm an artist. And artists fucking suck to be friends with, and they suck at being, you know, level-headed. If you're level-headed, you're not going to be a good artist. So it's just, you know, it's not perfect at all. And also, I'm just too busy. I have been, that's this story. I've been on the grind. I've been in the weeds for fucking 4 years. In the weeds. You know, always chasing a deadline, whether it be a bill or something, a drop, you know, that I have to have published or something, always chasing it. So here I am trying to run my startup, which is promising now and has a team behind it, Poker Rags. Okay, I can do that. I have a business background, and I think I know what I'm doing there. But also trying to, you know, run this community of 300 plus people that are supporting me, and I'm also trying to manage them a little bit. It's weird. I'm also podcasting about 70 hours a week. If you, you know, go from notes to review to edit to, you know, I only spew in one take, but everything else I put a lot of effort into and whatnot. And also I'm a professional poker player, and now I'm a full-time commentator 1 week a month. And that's not even saying what my number one job is, and that's to be the best single dad I can be. No question, right? And so all this shit is, it's been killing me. It's been wearing me down. It's been grinding me to dust. I've alluded to that, if not flat out stated it, a bunch of times. And so that's kind of where I think we're at with this community. I'm actually looking, hopefully I will find some time in the next couple months, or maybe I'll do it at the beginning of next year. I want to write a constitution, a very simple one, and I want to, you know, come up with a structure for a government, and then I want to turn it over to people to run it, right? A president who could grow it, but would have to maintain the one rule of no nits. Like, there can just never be nits, ever. And then, but once that rule is adhered to, I'm go with someone else doing it that's a little, you know, more chill than me. I'm chill, but I just, you know, I suck at dealing with bullshit, and I'm a hothead. I can snap at people, and I'm an artist. I would suck as an artist if I wasn't like that. Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. So another thing I want to say is that we all all of us, I think it's just a natural thing to get a little self-absorbed. You will have friends, right, that are very active and then you won't see for a while. They get self-absorbed. That's okay. Is someone who's self-absorbed a nit? No, I mean, it's nitty behavior, right? Because you're just thinking about yourself. But we do need that sometimes. Sometimes when we're going through it, we absolutely have to just be by ourselves. But I do think if you're constantly about yourself, that does kind of make you a nit. And so I'm not sure how to rectify if there are some of those people in this community. And I'm thinking hopefully whoever becomes president will know how to do it. And just that aside, I have seen as a observer, which I just am, I've seen a lot more self-interest than at the beginning. It's at the beginning, I think people just heard my spew so much and they just knew I can't be about myself. I need to be about the group. And they really enjoyed it. And it's still like that, but I'm starting to see a lot more self-interest all around. And I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's just because it's the honeymoon stage or phase, whatever it's called, is over. I don't know if it's just people are tired from the pandemic. I don't know. Is it like, is this thing I want where everyone just agrees that they're equal and they're going to put in whatever they want to take out? Is that like too idealistic beyond the honeymoon stage? Maybe, probably, I don't know. And is it smart of me to say what I just said, to potentially upset people who are supporting me, right? By saying, I think a lot of people have become more self-absorbed. They've got into their, it's about them instead of us. And is it smart of me to say that to people who are supporting me and paying my salary? I don't know. Maybe, probably, I don't know. I do think one thing people like about this podcast and me is that I'm pretty unabashed. I do just spit out whatever's inside every time pretty much I hit record. So I'm saying it. I've seen this. What started out as kind of an online utopia DGAF community, it's become considerably less utopic. And it's still better than the regular internet for sure. And it's probably fine overall. And I just don't know. I have more questions than answers. And I don't know how much of it has to do with just this fucking pandemic or anything else. And I really don't know what will become of it, right? It's a couple years old. I just don't know. And on this Friday, the 1st of October, we're 5 days away from the official meetup in Las Vegas for this year. And I just don't know what the future looks like for this community, but I do know we got to go get my kids. So I'm going to grab a sip of this Coke Zero and we're going to head out the door and we're all going to get in my trusty old Lexus. Don't worry, it holds 3,000 and we'll kind of go fast through my life. So you guys go ahead. I'll unlock it. Okay. You guys just load up. I'm just going to grab this drink and take a sip and I'll meet you out in the car. All right, you guys all buckled up? No, I don't have 3,000 seatbelts, but you'll be fine. I'm a good driver. All right, this hill's pretty steep that we're going down. See, I wasn't being dramatic about that. Or maybe I was, but it's pretty steep. All right. Now, we're meeting my ex-wife at CVS. We got to get my kids, and they both had to go to the doctor today. And I forgot to tell you guys that I snuck off last night and I made a FaceTime with my son because he was really upset, a FaceTime call, and he was just very, very upset about getting a shot today. And his sister doesn't give a shit. She doesn't even flinch, but he's very irrational about getting a shot. And like, he said he would rather take medication his whole life than get one shot. So that's irrational. And you know, luckily for him, he's got a dad who remembers being the exact same way. So I promised him some shit and his mom promised him some shit last night. And anyways, let's see how they did. Okay, there they are. So, yep, she just opens up her doors and they come running out with their backpacks. And he's smiling. What's up, man? No shot? Oh, nice. So, wow, you tricked us. No shot. How about you, big girl? Oh, you got one? Okay. Let's go eat some wings. All right. So you guys come with me and my little fuegos. So it's the Three Fuegos, right? And then all of you guys, if you don't mind, just sit at different booths in this epic Wings and Things. Okay. And see this? My kids are fighting to sit next to me. I gotta admit, that feels good. Okay. We're going to fast forward. We can't go this slow. So let's fast forward. Okay. Get it all over your face, whatever. Get a to-go box. Put the breadsticks in there. Okay. Now we got to head over to Little Miss Fuego's basketball game late on a Friday night, 8 p.m. And it's at the gym where the gym, the one down in the city where I've coached and all that. And what's that? Oh, so my son wants to know if I remember this place. Yeah. I do remember this place. I won a championship here. What? Oh, my daughter says, you won a championship? Oh, yeah. We won a championship, big girl. Remember, you kept chucking it versus the Thunder and it kept going in? Yeah, that was nice. So that was the semifinals. Before we played the Bulls in the finals and they didn't want it. We were so geared up. We would have beat the fucking Chicago Bulls. We were so geared up. We were so savage. We were, it was a joke. The other team was all these superstar athletes, and they just didn't want it. But the semis was the Thunder, and they also were a big team. And I remember they had this one girl who was really good and really aggressive. People said she was dirty. And I had a star player who, was one of the top four players in the league, a fourth grader, and she was a little intimidated by this girl on this night in the semi. So we're not going to win. But my daughter, the third grader, Little Miss Fuego, was not intimidated. She got mad when I asked her if she was intimidated when we were driving to this game. And she just was a savage out there. And another thing she was doing, so she's a pass first point guard, but no one wanted to shoot on this night. And so she was chucking, like, full on chucks. And every time I'd be like, no. And then they kept going in against the Thunder. And so I was just like, all right, good. Get back and don't do that again. And then she'd do it again. And she'd just smile. Like, I don't know how this shit's going in, but it's going in. Anyways. Okay. So let's go in. She's got a game and we'll just watch. And what do you think of this gym? It's pretty insane, right? Three courts and just mayhem. Just three courts, nowhere to like standing room only, and it's just loud and hot, and it's just got the best energy, doesn't it? And I swear to God, I was tired, and now I have adrenaline. And okay, now my daughter's team's gonna start. That's them out there. Do you see how physical the girls are? So this is club teams going on Friday nights. This is the shit. This is kids that could be doing other shit on a Friday night that's not so productive, and they're in here battling. And this is pretty cool. And there's a girl on the other team. You see her? She's taller than me. I'm 6'2". That's true. Whatever. I don't know how old these girls are, but my daughter's the one, she hasn't grown yet. She's just like her dad. She's growing late. So I was the same way. I crushed sports when I was really young. And then I didn't grow. I didn't grow until I was a junior in high school. Well, the equivalent for girls is, she's in sixth grade and hasn't grown yet, and most of her friends have. So it's fine. It'll give her, it kind of, it's the reason why I had a baby face for many years, and she'll enjoy that when she's a little older and people think she's younger. And anyway, it'll make her hungry. And okay, finally, that game's over. And my daughter played well. Do you guys think so? Yeah. And they lost in overtime. So what? It's just all about this is nothing. This is just a, whatever you want to call this, a club team Friday night ball game. I don't know what you want to call it, but pretty awesome. And okay, you can see she hurt her finger. Let me go get her some ice. Okay, all right, let's all get back in my trusty Lexus. And it's weird, they don't know you guys are here, and that's fine. But we're gonna drive through Jack in the Box. Okay, now we're gonna drive back up the steepest fuck country hill, the granny flat I live in sits atop. All right, now you kids get in bed. I know it's disgusting, but you're not taking showers. It's too late. And yes, all right. And so this is our routine, is they get in their bunk beds. Usually they would be showered and, they brush their teeth. But usually they'd be showered, and it's pretty gross to go. But whatever, they're kids, and they got shit in the morning, and it's fine. Okay, and so let me take another sip of this. Okay, so now we're writing again. Now I can reflect a little bit. And they just love when I write. It puts them to sleep. They love when I write or talk. Yeah, it's just comforting for them. Makes sense. They've seen it their whole lives. Their dad being a night owl and always writing. So, and they, you know, they've seen it from many different hotel rooms. And I think they like that I have a place now, this granny flat. And anyways, now that we're writing, I can let you in on some stuff again. We can look back. I think, so I never intended for this podcast to have life story in it, right? I said that a few times yesterday and probably a bunch of times before that. But it just kind of happened. The storyteller in me wanted to do it. And then inside, I probably just needed to live a more examined life. And this was the way, right? Well, I think many people would say the best thing about sessions is the stuff about my kids. You can hear how much I love them when I talk about them. I've dedicated some drops to them. I've talked to them, you know, in drops for when, you know, they're older and listen to it. And, you know, starting really with that 40 minutes of hell drop and beyond, then I've talked about them a lot. And, you know, they're just falling asleep. And I want to say that even though I was a little critical of DGA, of community, but I mean it. I do see a lot of self-interest. I do. And I just don't know if it's correcting from this really utopic place to, well, better than normal, but still people are going to be inclined to, you know, look out for number one, I guess. I don't know. I was a little critical, but that's just how I feel, right? I just feel that way a little bit. Anyways, I cannot tell you how much support all these people have given me in the last 4 years. So I've had a few very, very, very important people in my life who have made many appearances in the story, right? And then all the patrons, even the ones who aren't active in the community, it's just got me through the really tough times. And there's been many of them since I started this podcast. Many times I wanted to quit. It's just too much work to always be broke and always, you know, you're working. It's Friday night or Saturday night and you're working till 4 a.m. or whatever. And you don't take days off because you can't. You'll get behind. And if you do anything, you get way behind. So the support that I've gotten has really got me through, you know. So I do want to, for balance, I do see some issues in the community a little bit, but also that aside, I mean, who cares? That aside, I can't thank the people enough that have been supporting me throughout this. And it's not charity. Fuck that. Fuck that if anyone thinks it's charity. It ain't no goddamn charity because you listen to this podcast 4 times a week. That's very valuable. And probably many of you, a lot of the people you spend time with, you met from the community platforms that I built. So it's not charity. It's a give and take, but I cannot thank people enough for all the support. But looking, you know, I'm writing right now and looking over at the bunk beds where my kids are, they were the fuel when I was at the bottom. I'm not going to go into, you know, too much detail again. I need to kind of close the book. I kind of need to close the book now, I think, maybe, on this looking back shit soon. Not yet. We're going to keep looking back a little bit. But my kids were the fuel when I was at the very, very bottom. And a few loved ones. But where you do ponder. It's so fucked to think about when you're not fucked up. You do ponder, like, would things be better off if I wasn't alive? I've heard other people say it, and I definitely know I was pondering that shit. And your kid, like, having these two fucking beautiful kids, it was the fuel, right? It's, no, like, no. I'm not, it would be better if I just worked my ass off for as long as it takes to climb out of this fucking massive hole I'm in, right? It'd be better for them. They need a dad, and I don't know. So It was probably a combination of things. I think when you hit that bottom, you kind of decide, like, which way do I want to go? Do I just, you know? And I think it's survival instinct that keeps most of us alive, right, when we hit that spot. But also, it really helps to have So, you know, I didn't have that many positive people in my life, but I had a few, and it helps to have some really beautiful kids, and all kids are beautiful, in my opinion. And yeah, so what? But yeah, I was just, it just, you know, I was thinking when I just kind of fell for 4 years straight and didn't even know it. And then thinking about where I'm at, like, oh my God, all this debt. And not only that, like, I have to play small where you can't win shit. You got to make the best hand. And like, it's going to be such a, and like, God, I gotta pay for all this stuff still. And it just seemed impossible, but I don't know. And I will say that even when I was spiraling, I was a good dad to them. I think I was a good dad. I'd say like a very good dad. And I became a great dad when I finally moved out. I know we all needed it, right? And yeah, my double life, if that's what you want to call it, like in San Diego, I'm a dad. I'm a dad and I'm a hermit. I work and dad and that's it. And I coach whatever I can do, right? And then when I'm on poker trips, then I actually like have fun and like, you know, and it's actually worked out very well because parenting is very, very draining. At least I find it that way because I'm a very sensitive person. So just a lot of interaction will drain me, right? And so I do get refreshed when I go on trips. And I think that's always been like my secret weapon of parenting. Some parents some dads don't need that, but I think I did need that. And I think maybe my dad could use that, actually. I wonder, I think about that sometimes. Like, would he have been, if he traveled, would it have been better? I don't know. But those two over there in the bunk beds, those are my life's work. And I don't know. I don't want to put too much pressure on them, but watch what they do when they grow up because they've had every single opportunity and, you know, they've just been nurtured and I don't know, very strategically and hopefully without being overbearing. And I don't know, but I can't look back anymore right now because they're asleep and we got fucking soccer early in the morning. So I'm gonna close this laptop and let's all go back to my room. We'll have a 3,000 person orgy. No, we need to get some sleep because tomorrow's soccer. Okay. All right, let's fast forward to some sleep. Okay, that's shitty sleep. It's fine. It's normal. When you're on the grind, you sleep like shit. It's all wet. It's all snowball, right? You're on the grind, so you're going to sleep like shit, and then you're going to be less productive. You're going to have to work harder. You're going to sleep worse. It's the fucking story. Okay, well, now it's Saturday, October 2nd, and my head hurts. Does yours? All right, let's go back into the main room of the granny flat. Oh, yep, there's my son on his fucking iPad on the couch. Great. Okay, let's get them ready for soccer. Let's all go load up in my trusty old Lexus again, and we'll you know, carefully meander down the steepest fuck country hill. You know, there are 3,000 of us plus, so let's do it very, very carefully, and let's go into Starbucks. You guys all wait in the car. You guys watch my kids. I trust you guys, and I'm just going to go in and get a fucking black coffee, okay? I'm back. Everything good? Okay, cool. Let's go up this other hill, this giant hill, less steep but more giant, and then we'll go down halfway down the front of it. And that's where the soccer fields are, and it's hot as shit, and I'm sorry my air conditioning doesn't work. It's an old car, and wow, there's my son. He's the team he's playing is huge. I don't know if it's older kids or what, but they're giant, and okay, the game's fine. My son plays well, you can see, but he doesn't get a goal, and he's upset. Kid's very sensitive. What? Now he says they're cheating. The other team's not cheating, man. And, you know, I got to teach him this stuff. So part of being sheltered is you will say stuff like the other team's cheating. Whereas if you're not sheltered, you will never say that shit because you will get made fun of for that shit. You will get, you know, but you don't. So, but these kids, you know, they got to learn, but he's still a sweet boy and whatever. And you see these other soccer dads, they're kind of being clowns. They are, but that's okay. They're not as self-aware as we are, right? And here, I'm gonna throw the football with my daughter a little bit. This is just a tradition at any soccer practice or game for my son. My daughter and I play catch, and she can run routes like fucking Randy Moss. Not really, but it seems like it because she's my daughter. Okay. And all right, now got to say goodbye to her. She's going with her mom because they're going up to Knott's Scary Farm with her best friend and whoever. So we got to say goodbye to her. And let's just, you know, now it's just you guys, me and my son. So Big Fuego, Little Fuego, and the Patrons. Or actually, it's all of you that are, and some of you aren't Patrons. That's fine. But let's all go down to Denny's. And so my son, and there's that claw machine in the lobby, and he torched off $5 one time. He wanted a dollar to go play, and I gave him a $5, and I said, bring me change. And then he just went junky on that shit and torched off the whole $5. And he told me he wouldn't do it again, and here he is. He's already talking about the claw. We're not even there yet. I don't know where he gets that from. But anyways, let's sit down. And actually, the food's not that great, is it, at Denny's? So there's good memories and bad memories and good associations and bad associations. One very good association from my childhood is Denny's. Just, I don't know. I just had good meals. I loved eating there. And I don't know. I just have really good associations with it. And it's the first time I realized their food's not that good. Who gives a shit? I don't know. The time is very good. You know, just sitting across my son here, and I appreciate all of you guys sitting in the other booths, but, it's, you know, he does better when it's just him and I, one-on-one. His sister cast a long shadow, if that's how you say that. And anyways, let's go. Let's get back on my trusty old Lexus, all of us. And I got to run back to the granny flat. I forgot my bathing suit. Okay. Let's do that. Okay. Well, we made it up the hill. Sorry how hot it is, but yeah, I mean, that I don't have air, but it's okay. It's just a story. All right, now let's go back down the hill and let's head out to Vista, just the, you know, next town over pretty much. And we're going to go meet the Chili Dogs in their community pool. So who are the Chili Dogs? The Chili Dogs, a Patron. And I knew him before I did a podcast, but I barely knew him. We were acquaintances. When I'd see him, it was like, hey, you want to have a drink at the bar? Sure. How's it going? Cool. Good. All right. And that was it. And then he found the pod, and he's become a pillar of this community. He's made a lot of friends with other people like himself. And that's actually the shit I love the most. Not the connections I've made, but watching other people make connections. I love that shit. Like, people will come down, they'll go to a baseball game, and I love that shit. Anyways, we're going over here to swim. And his wife is very cool. And she, I don't know. I wonder what the wags think of this shit, when just like, what, you met people from a podcast? Yeah. And you know, he's got kids and I got kids, and they're gonna go swimming, and I'm fucking pounding Coke Zeros on this day. I got to. It's just the grind has got to me, and he's brought some Zevias, and I can't tell you, I need more and more and more. And then, oh, I'm gonna go in the jacuzzi over there real quick. Oh shit, this feels good, and this was a mistake. Oh my God, I could fucking fall asleep right now. I better get out before I fucking pass out in here. All right, so now I'm real groggy. I'm gonna grab my son. We need to shower off. And let me grab another Zevia chili. Thanks, man. Oh boy. Okay, so promised the kids we'd take them to Dave and Buster's. So we'll head over there. Thanks for having us to the pool, and we'll meet you guys at Dave and Buster's. And okay, I'm gonna. Holy shit, this shit's expensive. But if you do the math of like, what does $60 get you compared to $80 compared to $100, you get so much more fucking value for the bigger card, assuming you're not going to lose it. I'm going to buy a $100 card. Holy shit. It just seems like a value play. And hopefully we don't lose it and we can use it next time. Okay. Little Fuego, do not lose this card. Go have fun with the Chili Dog girls. And, we're going to chill. Me and Chili Dog and his wife, Mrs. Chili Dog. That's their names. And I am fucking fighting to stay awake. We're talking about stuff right now. And I cannot stay awake. And I hope it doesn't come across as rude. But I'm like rocking. I could fall on my face at any moment. And I don't know. I've probably had fucking 5 Diet Cokes since we've been here. Okay, finally I got to call it. And what? Oh yeah, dude. I'll get you some Dippin' Dots on the way out. Okay. And, okay, so now, thanks, Chili's. Now, let's get back on my trusty old Lexus. Let's go back to the granny flat. It's time for a nap. Grown men nap. That's just what happens. And, okay, so I forgot to tell you that I gave up on sports betting. I never wanted to because it's my escape, the way I do it. You can't bet sports you can't do it as a hobby. I mean, you can if you're okay betting really small amounts. I'm not. But if you take away all the EV, which you're negative EV if you're betting sports with a bookie or at a book, but if you take away the juice and use closing lines of Pinnacle and use no VIG calculator on money lines, it's just flipping coins. And so in the short term, there are swings. In the long term, you fucking break even. And it's just fun, and it takes my mind away. It's my escape. And I quit. I didn't tell you guys that. I had to fucking quit because it just got so bad. Well, also, I didn't, you know, so that's common. Everyone is retired, right? Like, oh, I'm retired. Then the next day, they fire a game. Well, after I spent that $100 on that card at Dave & Buster's for my son, I decided I wanted Macaroni to pay for it. And Macaroni is one of the pillars of the community as well. And he just takes all bets, and I don't even want to know how much money this guy's up on me. And it's just flipping coins. It seems like I'm a total whale in sports, and I always was. But really, if you're using closing lines, it's just a fucking flip. And if you're not using jizz, whatever. But I want him to pay for this card right now. Yeah, because I invited him, but he couldn't. He had to be a soccer dad himself on this day. So I bet the Marlins, and they won. So as we go down a nap, let's fire a little more, because we spent more money, obviously, at Dave & Buster's. And yeah, let me take another sip of this, because I don't know, I need to. Okay, so we're not really going to fall asleep, because we're firing more, we're going to sweat, you know, but it is nice to lay down, and I'm glad you all fit in my bed, and we can just look at my laptop and check out the scores and whatnot, and we're having a nice day, finally, just when we're retired. We come out of retirement and have a big day. Okay, and now let's come back out in the main room. There's my beautiful son, the headphones on, that I used, the same ones I used to record, that Irie guy gave me, another fucking person I met through my content, and holy shit, Irie guy is one of them, right? And okay, but we got to go to the grocery store, so we got to go back down this hill again. And you hear that thunder above us? That there's something going on upstairs, a party. So there's a giant house above us, but we're only in the small end of the house. And it seems like the party room is exactly over us. So be it. All right, it's just the way it is. So let's all go back down steep as fuck country hill, go to Rouse. Let's get some groceries, and let's make it back up this hill. And yeah, it's fucking loud anyways. And all right, what's that? Oh, there's my landlord, Jesus. Oh, he says, hopefully they aren't too loud. Well, what do you mean? Like, people are literally running and slamming shit and directly above us. How could it not be? And he says it's his wife's birthday. So who's Jesus' wife? Is it Mary? I wish I knew. I don't really know. I don't know shit about shit, but I never learned anything about the Bible or anything. But whatever, man. Happy birthday. It's fine. Okay, so my son is he's a good helper, carrying these in. How come you guys aren't carrying groceries? Okay, that's fine. We'll carry them, and we'll unload them. And he's a team player, isn't he, this kid? You can say sheltered, you could say spoiled, sure, both those things are kind of true, but please and thank you, always down to help, I'll take it. Okay, you know, it's midnight right now, can you hear the thunder still, and they're slamming, man, it keeps you hungry, doesn't it, to keep coming up, you know, because this is a come up compared to where I was, and standing at the Roadway Inn in Leucadia, with some crazy motherfuckers selling dime bags at 3 a.m. outside and whatever else was going on. Well, this is a step above, but it makes you want to keep going, right? Where you won't have this, and, you know, you don't have to put your headphones on your son so he doesn't hear the party upstairs, and who gives a shit? But the rent just did get raised $125 a month on 28 days notice. Seems kind of weird, but I don't know. So, all right, well, they finally stopped partying up there. Okay, good. And just like that, my son's asleep. So I would like to open up my laptop again and get back to reflecting a little bit, but I'm too tired. I just got a crash. So let's go in my room again. All of us get in my bed and let's crash. Let's no one be weird. Sound guy, was that you being weird last time we slept, all 3,000 of us? I feel like it was. We just please not. I need to get some good sleep tonight. Okay, All right. So we slept. I don't know. Not great, but we woke up. And it's always good to wake up, right? And it's Sunday, October 3rd. Okay, I got to work a couple hours. So you guys just do whatever you want. And I'm going to work. And then we got to get our bets in Sunday, NFL Sunday. And yeah, let's, you know, we're back in the game because we were retired. And we're going to bet one bet to have Macaroni pay for our Dave and Buster's. We won it. Let's bet another one on that. Had a nice little day. And, you know, let's fire away on NFL Sunday. And let me make my son some breakfast and let him watch some kids YouTube. And he says he wants to have a YouTube channel. I don't know how I feel about that. I think he'd be good at it. But I don't know if I'd want him to ever do that. I don't know. It's tough. So here's the games on. NFL Red Zone's pretty sick, right? Okay. But now we got to drive my son to his friend's house. He has a pool party. Another one with his friends. And they used to be twin. What? No, it used to be twin girls. And now it's a girl and a boy. And if you've been listening for a long time, you know that's the story. And you also know don't message me about it. I don't, with all due respect, I don't care about anyone's opinion about it. I don't. Okay, thank you. So, got to drop them off. And okay, I did. Now get back in my Lexus. Let's go sweat some sports proper. And what? And it's just these two kids and their mom and now my son and at the pool in this community. And it's a nice community, but a gangster rolls by. You see that guy? And he made eye contact with me in that way? Is it because I'm so tired? No, I think it's real. I don't know. So it's pretty rare, you know, but there's going to be gangsters everywhere. And I don't think, you know, one thing about gangsters is they usually only fuck with other gangsters. But I don't know. I'm going to call my ex real quick, make sure she'll be at the pool soon just to supervise. Because I don't know. There's just that one mom that I don't really know. Okay, she will. Cool. All right, let's watch all these games and let's fire more. Let's sting Macaroni today, right? He's up a lot of money on us. Let's sting him. Okay, so we did pretty good. It's the night game. Well, who do you want to bet on? Well, let's not bet on Tom Brady. Fuck Tom Brady. Yeah. And let's fire against him and let's work and, you know, just put it on silent and work and watch. And this is the story, right? It's right when I can and, you know, whatever. And okay, we're doing pretty good. And now it's time to crack a beer and chill. We'll try to slow down our brain a little bit and put on Goliath. And okay, so I got to go a little faster in this story, right? And wow, Goliath really went off the rails, didn't it? That show started out so promising, and then it got really bizarre in season one at the end, and season two even more bizarre. You know, what the hell? Okay, let's crash. Sound guy, no funny stuff in this bed. There's 3,000 of us, give or take, so keep your boxers on, man. Okay. All right, let's get up. Well, it's early, Monday, October 4th, but gotta get up. And man, my stomach hurts, and I don't know if it's stress or what, because it really hurts, and I don't know, we got taxes to do. Fuck, taxes are due soon. My tax lady just messaged me, and my dad's going into surgery soon, open-heart surgery, and he's not in the family I grew up with. I doubt my dad knows about this podcast, and he's not in the family I grew up with anyways. I mean, he was there for a little bit of it, but it's still, you know, he's a chill dude, and let's just write. It makes us feel better. And so we'll reflect a little bit. So what is this final pages? Like, why is this thing called final pages? Well, you already know what it is. I've decided to stop telling the story of my life. I think it's made the podcast good. I think the podcast can be good without it, but I think it's made the podcast good. And it's really set the stage or the scene, whatever that fucking expression is, but it set it up, right, for the impossible comeback to happen next year. So we don't really need it anymore for this story because the stage has been set, right? And I need it less than I did before because I'm not as hung up on my past. I mean, digging it up to do this drop, yeah, it's bringing back some shit. That's natural. But every time you do that, if it hurts in the moment and you feel better after, I am less affected by it. I'm more okay with things now. I don't need it as much. And I know it's been kind of cool, and it's probably convinced some of you to have kids, I bet, right? Because you hear how happy mine make me, and you've heard some, I don't know. So how have you guys felt about riding along? Well, my life story, has it been, I'm sure it's been boring sometimes when I say I woke up, I made coffee, I wrote, of course you did, idiot. Well, yeah, but it's just, you know, for some reason I wanted to tell, to just be a reporter. And it's also probably been comforting, right? Like, especially during Corona, it was comforting. I'm sure it was, right? And whatever. And so, you know, many of you have liked it, and I've needed it to fade that cycle, to break that chain, right? But I've spewed about as hard as anyone can spew about their past without it just being my whole life. So I need to move on. It's run its course. The past, my past has run its course, and it's run its course as a podcasting tool. And the impossible comeback is happening next year. It just is. But the life story is going away on December 19th. So we got like 10 more weeks, and hopefully it'll continue to be therapeutic for me for the last 10 weeks and, you know, provide solidarity for many of you and be good at art. You know, that's probably the most important thing. And the thing about it is it's so draining, right? And it's just, it takes up so much time writing every day of your life. It doesn't take up, it takes up a good amount of time to play sessions, take notes, you know, review them, edit them, record them. That's like a normal podcast. And that's if you did one a week. I plan on doing three a week next year. So, but I can do it. I think I put in enough, I have enough experience now to, I can do it. I love it, right? But writing every single day, and it's so draining. It just is. And it's also proved pretty costly for me. It's strained many relationships, which I imagine will become less strained when the life story goes away. And as mentioned, I kind of lost the family that I grew up with, and I don't think that's going to get rectified. But I just am ready to move on. And I guess it just feels like the thing to do. Like, it felt like the thing to do at the beginning, to include it and for it to become more and more, right? Just get it all out and, like, fucking who cares? Like, I have no shame. Well, now it kind of feels like the thing to do to wrap it up, to, you know, start the final pages. And that's what the yesterday was and today. And I might have some tiny lead ups moving forward, but I'll be done documenting every day. And I hopefully it'll be a pretty classic tale, right? I think it will be if I actually do rise next year, like I think I'm going to. And obviously it's probably not going to be a 1 year. I hope to podcast for many years into the future, but I hope it'll change. The first 4 years are struggle, and then maybe the next two are come up, and then maybe I can do really cool shit in this world after that. Who knows, right? But I think it'll be a good story. If I do come up, people will be like, what? This guy was like fucking scraping by for years and like stressed out and didn't know if he could keep going for and like setback after setback after setback, and this is where he's at now. I think it'll make a fucking pretty classic story. It'll be like my books. Season one is my first book. Season two is my second book. Season three, my third book. Season four, my fourth book. And then moving forward, it'll just be a kick-ass motherfucking podcast with all the tricks I've learned about, you know, roll calls are important, focusing on two hands only, best play and worst play, and keeping the notes pretty, you know, not intensive with the hand history shit other than that, and talk about things that only I know because I've been around forever. And I think it'll just be a kick-ass podcast, but I feel like this is the fourth book I've written. And I mean, I can't even imagine how many pages I write every year. Like, you know, these, I guess it's what, about 40, 50 pages a week. And so that's a lot anyways. But I think it'll be a classic tale. I hope it will be, and not because I give a shit about anything for me, but I want others to be able to use it as inspiration or solidarity, even, or just entertainment. I don't give a shit. And I do think that all the stuff I learned from David, talking to David and with Solicit Advice podcast, and then what I've done on my own in sessions, I believe it's changed the chemistry of my brain. I really believe that. And that's a real thing. You can Google it. So now let's record the last two drops of last week and cue them up. Okay. So this is how I spew. Yeah. Good. I don't know. It's probably fine. Okay. Now we got to head and get my kids. It's, you know, school's out on Monday. Okay, my daughter just called. She doesn't want me to pick her up till 4:30. Fine. Let's grab my son. Okay. Oh, he's good. Look at him. He's got stuff from the book fair. Yep, that cost me $30. It's worth it. He has to get a haircut, though. He looks like a mop. He's too handsome to look like a mop. And plus, I don't know. I just think something about short hair, it just, like, improves your attitude. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's some boomer shit. I don't know, but he doesn't want to get it cut. He's got to get it cut. He's going with me. Okay. And then we always go to the same place, right? And there's two ladies, and one's kind of slow, and the other one's a tweaker. I think a tweaker, and I got the tweaker. She's a better, and she's so detailed. But I think she's on meth. I don't give a shit. He gets a slow one. That's cool. She won't hurt his head. He's very sensitive, and I've said that a lot, but it's true, and he's sad that he has to get it cut. It feels like a violation of some sort to him. I don't think it is, but I can see it, and I know it. I used to be like this, and I still am like this, but not with haircuts. And he's just going to have to manage how sensitive he is, and I had to, and it took me a lot longer to learn. I'm still learning, and hopefully he can listen to this podcast and get a big head start on that. But can you imagine a kid this sensitive? Like, he's legit, you see him over there in the barber chair, legit sad that he has to get a haircut and, like, pain. Well, can you imagine a kid with that temperament getting the shit beaten out of him all the time? You imagine what kind of monster that might create? Let me take a sip of this. Okay, cuts are done. Here you guys go. Thank you. All right, well, now we got to go get his sister. I'm trying to distract him here, but he's still sad. Okay, we got her. And then we're going to go to the D-Gen spot in their nice neighborhood. So they live in this really, like, beyond nice neighborhood. And there's one D-Gen spot, a pizza place. And so, you know, it's just, there was one gangster the other day that I saw, which was weird. It was like a slow motion moment. And there's one D-Gen spot. And there's something I could say that I won't about someone who used to hang out here. And it wasn't me. And I'm learning to not include other people in my story too much. I'm almost, you know, it's about time I learned, because I'm almost done. These are the final pages. Anyways, got to feed these kids. And we fire the Chargers, on Monday Night Football. And, oh, good, it's a lightning delay for a Chargers game? Wow. So I'm going to be able to watch it, because I'm going to drop them off after dinner. And fired some NBA stuff, too. And, oh, okay. So, bye, kids. I love you. See you in a while. Actually, see you in about a week, because I'm leaving for Vegas for a week tomorrow. And now I'm going to miss you guys, but sometimes I'd be gone a week at a time. It's just the way it is. And we'll FaceTime and whatnot. All right, I love you guys. All right, hugs. Okay, now your mom's problem. Bye. Okay, let's go back. No. So they live on this giant hill. We got to go up the rest of the giant hill into which the community they live in was carved. We'll go down the back of it. There's Ralph's on the left. We'll go right around this college, brand new, beautiful college. Then we'll go up the steepest fuck country hill to my granny flat. Here we are. Okay. And so we got action. The Chargers are fucking kicking the Raiders' ass, as it should be after a fucking lightning delay. And what? So let's just check Twitter real quick. It says the Blazers are not playing Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum in the second half, and they're playing the Warriors. I think we should just go all in on the Warriors in the second half. I wonder if the odds makers know that. I don't know. All in. Okay, now fast forward. Oh, the Warriors are blowing them out. It's not even fucking close. Sorry, Macaroni. I did my studying on this day. Check Twitter. All right. And yeah, we're just sweating this shit on silent. And, you know, working on stuff, and it's probably not ideal to always be working on stuff. It's not ideal to always be working on stuff, and it's not ideal to be sweating games on silent while you're working on stuff, but it's just a story. I can't have no recreation in my life, and I don't know. So let's crack a beer. I'm too spun to watch anything. Goliath just went off the rails. Let's try Squid Game. Oh, man, I don't know about that intro. I think I'm just too spun to watch. Let's listen to this podcast. I don't get to listen to it anymore, Sessions. I used to on the drive. I used to make the drive all the time, San Diego to Vegas and back. Now I fly, and I listen to Raisin and Nuts on my flights. And anyways, let's put it, you know, let's just sit on the recliner and put it on while we have this beer. And oh, shit, I fell asleep. This fucker talks too slow. He does kind of have a soothing voice, though, and I kind of like that cadence. No wonder his daughter likes it when he talks to her about nothing. Okay, so let's go to bed. Yeah, one more time. Let's go to bed, all 3,000 of us. Sound guy, you were much better behaved last night. I appreciate it. We all do on behalf of everyone. Thank you for keeping your boxers on last night. Do it again, please. Okay. All right, and then we'll just write a little bit tomorrow in the morning. And all right, so here we go. And oh, can't sleep again. It's too wired. Fuck it. Let's just get up really early and let's start to work on Tuesday the 5th. Okay. And I got to clean first. I always like to you know, clean up before I leave for Vegas. And let's have some water and some coffee. And let's record the first two drops of this week, right? It's just the story. And then let's write the last two, which we started doing at the airport on Thursday. So just a few days ago at the McCarran Airport, that's when we started writing these notes for yesterday's drop and today's drop, right? And it was the first day of the World Series, and I was heading out of Vegas because that's just me. And then we wrote a little bit on the plane, remember, before takeoff, and then they maybe put it away, and then we got in the air, and then I wrote a little bit more, and this is what the grind looks like. And then that night, after we got my kids and did whatever, we came back here and worked, and then I wrote a little more, reflected a little more, and then Friday morning when we got up, and then that's when we were checking out Slack, and then, you know, when my kids went to sleep Friday night a little bit, and then Saturday night, just had my son, and I would have written, but he fell asleep fast, and I was so tired, I didn't really get to, and didn't write Sunday, and then Monday morning, after we recorded, we wrote, and now, you know, now it's Tuesday, and we've recorded the first two drops for this week, week 39 of season 4 of Sessions, called It's Just a Story, and you know what, we're actually caught up in the writing of the story of my life, at 1:37 p.m., and yeah, Tuesday, September 5th, 2021. And I hope you've enjoyed the ride of my life in real time for the last 2 years. Pretty steady, and bits and pieces of it in the 2 years before that. And I really hope you enjoy what's next, if there is a next. Well, I know there'll be a next in this season. That'll be a recap of the 2021 meetup. So yeah, I guess you will enjoy that. And then there'll be poker in there too, but lots of life story. Not just mine, but I'm going to try to protect the more abashed, which is everyone. But anyways, please enjoy the last 10 weeks of my story, the final pages. After that, it's time to fucking rise. It just is.
I hope you enjoyed this drop of Sessions. If you are a patron, thank you. And if you're not a patron, well, I don't know what to tell you. Huh? Princess, I'm doing the outro. That's a lot of stuff. Princess, I know. We're trying. Larger than life. I guess I'm gonna need some help then. Princess, I hope the listeners go to patreon.com/DGAF poker player. Because otherwise,